690 KGGF on this Tuesday morning as we are joined in studio by Interim City Manager Michael Shook. Michael, welcome back.
Sam, good morning.
Yes, we are here speaking upon the commission meeting this evening, 6:30 in the commission room at the City Hall of, here in Coffeyville. As, yes, it is that about time of year. We've been speaking about, previous fiscal year budgets as well as audits and such, but we're speaking about the 2019 fiscal year budget coming up here for regular agenda items. So kind of go upon that, expand of what you guys might speak about on that.
Well, tonight there's a resolution to approve and certify the fiscal year 2019 municipal budget. This is the final step in the budget approval process. And just to go over that a little bit, the 2019 tax levy that has going to be proposed is at 53.105 mils. And that's with a total expenditures of $90,582,000. Of that, that would be tax dollars in the amount of $2,703,000 levied. In comparison to the 2018 tax levy, the mill levy was set at 46.97 mils with a total expenditures of $89 million. And of that, tax dollars were levied at $2,626,000. So as you can see, we're basically levying the same tax dollars for 2019.
Yeah, not too much difference.
We are increasing 1.4%. That's allowed by the new tax lid law. Really, the only change is the valuations of 2018, which were at $55 million versus 2019. That's down to $50 million. So that's causing a difference in the mill levy being set a little bit higher. We're levying the same tax dollars, but the valuations are different.
Yeah, but in terms of, in comparison, not too much of a fluctuation from one year to the next.
Correct.
So at least there's no eyebrows being raised, in any direction at this point. So
let's hope not.
Yeah, certainly, and hopefully it's kind of a smooth way through the discussion of the budget as well. Because whenever you're discussing anybody's dollar bills, anything like that, it can certainly. So hopefully a smooth discussion with that. And usually it is. So yeah, that's to kick things off as well. And then you guys kind of speaking upon something in more of your domain here. Looks like an installation of more electric utility items here.
Under new business, we have a resolution to approve installation of two 69,000-volt switches for the electric utility. And this is for our South Industrial Park substation located just south of the airport. This resolution is requesting approval for the issuance of a purchase order for installation support of two 69 kV switches. Recently, we started an upgrade at this substation. We installed a new 69,000-volt breaker, and during part of that process, it was determined that we needed to add two 69 kV switches on each side of this breaker. This will allow utility staff to de-energize that breaker for maintenance purposes and safely work on that piece of equipment there.
Yeah, and I was going to kind of ask you as well, just because, this is your, your domain right here. Exactly, so you know exactly what it is. And maybe for someone that, it's like, oh, wow, we just spent all the money on the $69,000 or 69,000-watt, board. Why do we need the switches here? Is it truly that much safer? I mean, obviously, maintenance-wise, to be able to flip the switch and go on and work on it obviously makes it safer. But, just as an everyday kind of thing, what does the advantage of the switches do?
What we had previously, prior to the installation of the 69 kV breaker, we had a 69 kV circuit switcher, and this is on the 69,000 volt side, goes through a circuit switcher, and then on into the step down transformer that allows us to take power at a sub transmission level and step it down to a distribution level. With that circuit switcher that had been outdated and had some issues, it was directly wired to it. We didn't have a set of switches where we could de-energize and work on it. So as part of that upgrade,
gotcha.
This will, if we had an issue with the new breaker, these are basically isolation switches where we can isolate, de-energize, and then perform maintenance.
Gotcha.
So it is a safety issue, absolutely.
Makes sense. Certainly, thanks for expanding on that. It is also looks like you guys also on the new business, a resolution to authorize some insurance purchase orders for some of these areas, including electric utility system buildings, content substations of those. And it kind of looks like you guys are looking for some insurance coverage on those.
This is our annual renewal for property and equipment coverage for the electric utility. And when I say electric utility, this is insurance coverage for the buildings, the contents, the substations, mm-hmm. the transformers, but also this is for the insurance coverage for the steam turbines, the generators at both facilities. We put this out for competitive proposals, competitive pricing every 3 years as instructed and directed by the City Commission. This year we did receive pricing from four different firms. For about the last 15 plus years, we've purchased this insurance through Coffeyville Insurance Associates using Chubb Group of Insurance Companies. They've been the underwriter, the carrier of this coverage. They came in this year as the second lowest bidder, the lowest bidder being Wortham, but they're fairly new to the market. It was pretty tough evaluating these two proposals this year. Ultimately, staff and our Charlesworth Consulting, we used this firm to help put out the RFPs and help evaluate the proposals. Being that Chubb offers some inspection services, some preventive maintenance services, we felt the difference in price between Wortham and Coffeyville Insurance was about $15,000 annually. But due to the extra services provided by Coffeyville Insurance and Chubb Insurance Companies, we felt that had greater benefit. So we are recommending that the commission approve a purchase order to proceed with Coffeyville Insurance and Chubb.
Yeah, and sometimes when, you know, you can kind of outweigh certain areas, and it doesn't discredit one company from the next, but when it benefits the city more from one to the next, then that's obvious a good decision there. Now, quick question for you on that as well from, you know, you've obviously been in direct almost decision-making of these. I mean, obviously it's smart on a lot of these to have insurance, to have that backup just in case any of these items fail. Now obviously it's good to know that we don't have to spend that much money on maintenance, but how many times did we have to dip into an insurance claim or something like that or for these system buildings from 2017 to 2018? How much of that insurance did we use?
I believe the last time we actually had a significant claim was in 2014 and maybe one again in 2016. Mm-hmm. We had an incident at the power plant. It was not an explosion, but it was an internal firebox. The insurance company calls it a puff. I was there that day. It was an internal firebox explosion. It damaged the boiler.
Yep.
The cost to rebuild that was well over $1 million. And through Coffeyville Insurance and Chubb, we completely rebuilt the boiler. Brought it back to new condition. It was really a good working relationship we had with Chubb. The process was smooth. We're able to rebuild the boiler and get the unit back online and in service.
Yeah, and then you look at that price tag because you look at the yearly kind of rebuy of the insurance, and it's probably a pretty good price tag of that to get the insurance back on your side. But then, of course, that one boiler, that's a $1 million price tag just in one day, in one heartbeat. So it's good to have the back.
And this includes, in addition just to the property, we're insuring basically about $80 million worth of equipment. Mm-hmm. It also provides loss of business income insurance should we have an issue on a utility where we can't provide service or we lose capacity payments for a generator. This also pays loss of business income, so we're made whole on that as well.
Awesome. All right, Michael Shook, our interim city manager here for Coffeyville, speaking with us here on this Tuesday morning. Looks like you've got another resolution on the new business as well, kind of a local training area for Kansas National Guard.
Yeah, Sam, this is a three-year renewal of a lease with Kansas National Guard that was initiated back in 2012 and had been renewed in 2015 for land east of the National Guard Armory that's located in the northeast corner of our industrial park and airport. The National Guard uses this city-owned property as a training area in support of federal and state military training requirements. Either party can choose to terminate this agreement with a 60-day written notice, and the city of Coffeyville is happy to be able to support this for the National Guard.
Certainly. Yeah, no, and it's just the renewal side of things, and good to have them back in the area as well. So, Michael, any final words about the commission meeting that we've got this evening?
No, I think that covers everything. I'm sure you've had other reporters on this. School's back in session.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody be cautious. Keep a watchful eye. We've also got the fair and rodeo starting, so an exciting time this week in Coffeyville.
No doubt about it. What are you most looking forward to? Bull riding. You got motocross tonight, rodeo, demolition derby on Saturday. What are you looking forward to?
Probably the bull riding and rodeo.
There you go. Bull riding and rodeo. I had a poll question yesterday, and those were the two that battled it off. So, yep. But yeah, certainly, Michael, I agree with you. Lots of people coming in for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo School getting started. So keep the foot around the brake pedal instead of the gas pedal. So, Michael, thanks for spending some time here on this Tuesday morning.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, we'll speak with Michael Shook later on as well, as we usually do here on every other Tuesday before our commission meetings. Again, that's 6:30 tonight at the commission room in City Hall here in Coffeyville. We'll send it off to a quick set of commercials. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.